I know it is a controversial issue, but can you explain why one would not stand for the moment of silence on such days in Israel? Chaim from Israel. Okay, the reason is maybe twofold. First of all, standing in silence for the memory of a deceased person is not a Jewish custom. Jewish custom of venerating and doing things in memory and in honor of the dead includes saying Tehillim, learning Mishnayos, and so on. And therefore, some hold that because it is a secular custom, it falls under the category of Chukos HaGoyim, of non-Jewish practices, which are prohibited for a Jew to do. And that would be a good reason why one would not allow be allowed to stand. Others hold that it's not a religious ceremony. It's a secular ceremony, and it's done with there's a logic to it. It's not just a mindless ceremony. There's an idea of respect and honor that's represented by it. And therefore, they would hold that it's not prohibited to do. However, since a Jewish country should have instituted a Jewish way, a traditionally Jewish way of remembering these departed people, people who were killed in the Holocaust or people who were killed in the various wars and terror attacks in the evolvement of the State of Israel, a Jewish country should have initiated a Jewish way and to go along with and be subjugated to a government that initiates on purpose non-Jewish customs, even if they're not prohibited, there's an idea of not going along with that. In any case, my opinion is that one is not required to stand if he's in private. If one holds that it is prohibited, and even in private, even in public, he's not allowed to stand, but he should make sure, in either case, not to be in the public view, so he doesn't create a Chilul Hashem and not stand where people will clearly misunderstand and think he's doing it out of irreverence to the memory of these people, and he's not being interested in joining in the remembrance of the Holocaust victims or the soldiers, which would be a terrible Chilul Hashem and just lead to the hatred of religious Jews. So someone who holds that it's not prohibited to stand, but one definitely doesn't have to stand, if he's in public, should stand. One who holds that it's prohibited to stand should not be in public. Should be only in a private place and do what he wants, not in public view.